misconnections, and there's probably some misdirections. Upon reflection, there are so many intersections. How many connections will I miss?
Welcome back to Missed Connections, a game where you guess words and then guess how they're connected, but on a podcast. I'm your host, Jason Snell, and joining me in this, our second edition, is my scorekeeper for this game and the puzzle deviser of this episode, Brian Hamilton. Brian, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jason. Just like Jigsaw, looks like our guy likes to book himself front row seats to my own sick little games.
It's good. I mean, I wanted you here to witness this, and if it goes badly, you can feel bad along with me, which will be great because it's moral support.
I'm excited to feel bad along with you, Jason.
Now, let me introduce our players who will be competing in pairs, just like that popular game from the 20th century, Bridge.
Also like Saw.
Also like Saw. Great, sure. Let me introduce Team A. It's led by Tony Sindelar. Hi, Tony.
I did not know I was the leader. Hello.
Well, you go first, and then following you is your old friend Dan Morin. Hi, Dan.
He is old.
Wow, I didn't even get a line to myself.
Nope.
There. Well, nothing new here.
Tony, an agent of chaos. That's what we say about him. Team B will be led by Monty Ashley. Hi, Monty.
Hi, Jason. I will lead this team to victory.
Excellent, excellent. And right behind you, it's Lex Friedman. Hi, Lex.
You can't spell victory without B.
Sure. Okay.
That's the spirit.
Here's how this game works. In case you missed our first episode, you should listen. It was pretty good. I've got a list of 16 words, each of which shares a secret connection to three other words on the list. That might sound familiar. Or not. You'll need to reveal each word one at a time based on clues. We'll alternate teams until someone guesses the word. I will give you clues along the way. And if I am tired, I will just reveal the word and nobody will get any points. I reserve the right to just do that at any time. Every time you correctly guess a word, you get a point. And you get a chance to guess the hidden connection. But there are a few rules. You can only guess a hidden connection by proposing at least two reveal words that fit the connection. And every word you add to a connection gets you additional points per word. So if you were to say these two words are connected in this way and it pleases me, you would get two additional points. It also means that if you only guess a connection with two words, that connection is then out on the board and anyone else can pick up additional points if they guess a new word that also fits that connection. So, you know, it's all to play for. It's all out there.
And when you say pleases you, you mean is on your list of predetermined things, not amuses you in
exactly.
The moment.
Exactly.
That's the question.
There are four connections I am looking for. If you provide a connection, you can argue that that is in fact a connection. I will agree with you, but it's not the connection I was looking for.
There are connections that are lovely that are worth 0 points.
In fact, I would go so far as to say, Brian, check, you know, just agree with me if you want to here, because you devised this puzzle. There are some things in this puzzle that seem connected and are absolutely not connected, correct?
I don't know, Jason. You're what, red and green?
Colorblind.
Color, yeah. Is, so it's a herring of some color. Who's to say?
Okay.
A gray herring.
A very colorful herring. When all 16 words are revealed, if we have leftover connections, you'll be able to take turns making the final missed connections for points. The team, you're not going to believe this, the team with the most points wins. And if there's a tie, it's a tie because we're civilized. First word time. Here we are. We're going to start with Tony because it's Team A.
And that's, yeah, Team A.
You're in the lead, so that means you go first.
18.
I think we're going to go with Team A, Dan.
Tony.
Pulling rank.
Wow. Tony, here's your clue.
What could go wrong?
Nickname used when good fellas befriend their director.
Wow.
Let the record show. I got it. I'm ready.
Thank you, Lex.
That's our Lex.
So do I, but I didn't brag about it.
Oh, I'm not bragging. I'm just stating facts, Dan.
I'm going to guess Marty.
It is Marty. Well done.
Okay.
You took the second step of that clue to figure out.
That took me so long inside my head working to get to that. Do I explain what it is now, or do we just, I don't know.
Well, the director of Goodfellas was Martin Scorsese, and his
Goodfellas is a movie.
Is Marty, and Goodfellas is a movie. Yeah, indeed.
Movies are moving pictures.
It may surprise you to know these fellas are not good.
They're not actually good.
Depends.
But it's in the title.
It depends how you
perceive. They're good at crime.
Well, yeah. We're going to move on to the second word because Marty alone cannot be connected to anything. You must have a second word. Let's move on to Monty. Monty, here's your clue. it marks your Taco Bell burrito as superior.
Okay. So clearly this is a reference to whatever it is that makes a Taco Bell burrito a burrito supreme. Obviously don't know because I have a weird palate. I think the answer is sour cream.
It is not sour cream. So we move to Dan.
Hi.
It marks your Taco Bell burrito as superior.
Well, this is the part where we start seeing connections already.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to take a flyer here and say supreme.
It is supreme.
Oh, hey.
Supreme is the mark of superiority. Monty said the word, but it was not
the word.
Was not the guess. And weirdly, the two words we have so far are Marty and supreme. Interesting.
This feels like a trap.
Would you like to confer with Tony about this?
Sure. I like talking to Tony.
All right. Well, then I will ask Monty and Lex to move into the hallway.
Well, Tony, the connection here seems obvious, but it also, I'm extremely suspicious that the first two words of this are connected. However,
it would be very exciting if they were.
We lose no points.
Nothing.
Right?
We lose nothing. And in fact,
so
we can't.
Strategically,
we have to identify a connection between those words, so we have no choice.
You don't have to.
We don't have to, but if we don't.
Oh, no, sorry. But we can't guess a connection between words that aren't there.
Well, yes. That will be much harder.
Like if we can't say supreme is connected to X, Y, and Z because they're
no,
not.
No, you can't. Yeah. You must. Yeah. If you want to guess here, you have to guess a connection between Marty and supreme.
I guess my strategic question is this. If we don't guess it, it seems as though they will likely try to guess it. And if it happens to be, by coincidence, for some insane reason, the first two clues are in fact connected, we will feel silly for not having guessed it.
We should guess it.
There's really no... To my mind, I see there is no downside here, correct?
Okay.
We are penalized in any way. And
no.
They are likely to see that connection as obviously as we have just seen it.
All right.
So you should guess the thing.
We're bringing him back.
Back to the podcast.
In regular connections, I find that if something has like three things in the top two rows, it's always a red herring and you should never pick it.
Right. They say that if you want to be less fooled by the New York Times, you should shuffle it right away.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But yeah, Marty and Supreme. It wouldn't surprise me if Supreme is going to end up belonging to a category that's like band member backups, like Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if Marty was a McFly or a Back to the Future character.
Marty did win Best Picture.
Mm.
So it could be Best Picture winners or Ernest Borgnine movies, if any of those show up.
Borgnine to Five.
You know, the Poseidon Adventure.
But yeah, what we know right now is that Brian is evil, which yeah. I think we already knew about.
Yep.
Dan and Tony, do you have a suggestion for a connection?
We do have a suggestion for a connection. And that suggestion is Marty Supreme as, and we have to give the category of like.
Yes, how are they connected?
Things. Yeah, they're connected as the title of an Oscar-nominated movie.
Okay, title of an Oscar-nominated movie. That's not the connection that I am looking for. Sorry about
that.
Oh,
no. We are missing the Oscars right now.
We are.
That's why
this.
I felt like it was very pointed.
Yeah, what if we did a very special Oscars-themed episode during the Oscars?
Hey, Brian, after two rounds, what's the score?
The score is Team A with 2, and Team B, unfortunately, no dice.
No dice or points.
Dice in this game?
What do you call these then?
Let's move to Dan. Dan Morin,
hi.
Here's your clue. Temporary vessel, like your French girls?
Temporary vessel, like your French girls.
Yes, there's a comma and a question mark in this one.
Yeah, there's a lot of punctuation there.
Yeah, I'm trying out some punctuation.
I like it.
I did write some of these clues. Brian came up with all the words, and then I rewrote some of the clues. But so you can spread the blame around.
Jason's clues were better than mine.
If something doesn't go well, I blame Brian, but it might be me.
Okay.
But I'll still blame
but
Brian.
But if it goes great, you take the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we can get them working against each other if we all work together.
About now is when Lex proclaims that he knows the answer.
No.
Oh,
he sure doesn't.
This is a tricky one. I think it's all the punctuation. It's throwing me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cryptic.
Wow. This is a tricky one. I'm vamping. I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
My brain's running.
Yep.
On mille minute. I'm just going to say Fils, like F-I-L-L-E-S.
Oh, I don't even know what that is, and that's not what we're looking for.
The French word for girls.
Thank you. And Lex Friedman, what do you think?
I'm going to think out loud because that's how we do this on podcasts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like your French girls screams Titanic to me. Draw me like one of your French girls, says Kate to Leo. Rose to Jack, is that right? Yes. So temporary vessel. The Titanic, in theory, was a temporary vessel. It's still a vessel. It's just not good anymore.
In a way, all vessels are temporary.
True.
As are we. Oh, my God. I just, it doesn't make any sense to clue Titanic with temporary vessel like your French girls, nor like lifeboat, piece of floating material that they could clearly both fit on, but she doesn't let him on. Oh, my God. Like your French girls. Temporary vessel. Like your French girls. I'm going to go with... I have no idea. I'm going to go with Titanic.
I love how people just drive right past the answer and then...
Zoom.
Good for Lex for you turning back to Titanic, because I wasn't trying to go three layers down. Titanic is the answer. Thank you. Good job.
Hey,
it does make sense to clue it that way because you can get it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a temporary vessel. Anyway, I originally had a different clue for this, but I was reminded by my wife that that he doesn't actually paint the French girls on the Titanic, and so I had to change it to temporary vessel. But it's okay. I mean, she's not wrong. That would have been a catastrophic
clue.
Catastrophic continuity error. Well, great. Good news, everybody. Team B is on the board, and you have three words now. You could try to make a connection between all three or just two of them. Marty Supreme Titanic is now what you've got, because Brian is a bad person. Would you like to confer for a minute?
Yeah. Send him out.
All right. Well, Dan and Tony, go away.
All right.
So... there's obviously, these are all Oscar-winning movies like we were talking about before, but Supreme and Titanic also both mean big, large in some way.
I think probably Brian decided he was clever and going to do sort of an Oscar theme. My vote is we say Marty and Titanic both won Best Picture at the Academy Awards.
Okay. I'm just thinking out loud for a moment, because we can. We've got the time.
Sure.
We could do that. There could be other Oscar-winning movies that are going to come up. It could be that these are both, or one of them is a red herring.
One way we find out if it's a red herring is if we guess it.
Okay. Game with that, then. Let's do it.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to move them back.
All right. So here is my working theory. I still think the Oscar nominee movies may be the theme here. There is a movie called Marty from the 1950s with Ernest Borgnine, okay. Which was a...
Did you look that up? Or
no,
you know
I knew
that. Okay.
Tony, I've been on Jeopardy. No.
Oh. I was going to go with the much more demure descriptions of things that are big. Supreme. Titanic.
Yeah, that's also possible. I mean, the challenge here is we don't have enough words. But and there's still a lot of red herrings, it feels like.
I have no idea what to do with Marty.
Yeah, I mean, but it could be other things, right? Like, it could be Marty McFly if we find three other words.
Back to the Future characters. What if we had Doc and...
The challenge with getting them revealed one at a time is that we don't know when we have a quorum for a group. But I have to believe they're not going to do... I feel like my suspicion is the first four works will not be connected.
All right, everybody's back. Do you have a guess, Team B?
Yes. We would like to guess that Marty and Titanic are connected because they are both the titles of movies that won Best Picture at the Academy Awards.
Now, Monty Ashley, this is such a great bit of knowledge to have correctly identified Marty, which did indeed win Best Picture.
In like the 50s. What are you, a nerd?
It breaks my heart to say it's not the connection that I'm looking for because Brian is bad. Again, Brian did it.
It is my fault, yes.
Brian is a good puzzle constructor, but evil. But evil. They're good, but evil.
Good, but evil.
They're both at
that
once.
That was our very first guess at a connection.
It is. You
it's
did
fine.
You did great. All right, let's move on then. Lex, you know, just scored a point. Get a chance to start this next word. This is our fourth word. We've got Marty Supreme Titanic on the board. This is going to be great. Lex, your clue is bear and bull market with a question mark at the end. question. I find punctuation is great on a podcast, by the way. Baron Bull Market?
Oh my gosh, I have so many ideas and none that I feel good about. I'm thinking about zoos. Obviously, I'm thinking about stock markets and whatnot. I'm thinking about sports leagues, sports teams. I don't think that there is a league that I follow or am aware of that has both a Bears and Bulls team. I know of some that have Bears and some that have Bulls, but not one with both, which is unbearable. See what I did there?
Yep.
I'm just going to go with zoo because I don't think I know this answer.
All right. That is wrong. Just look it up. What's the technical term? Wrong. Wrong guess. And that means it's on to Tony. Tony, Bear and Bull Market?
Chicago.
It is Chicago. Thank you. Well done. Because there is a place with a Bear and a Bull team. It's Chicago, Lex.
Guys.
You got a sports question, Tony. I love this.
I think I just danked on Lex. That's what that's called, right?
It's unbelievable. Now, let me just go over again the words that have been revealed, and then you can decide if you want to go away and talk about them, just because I want to say these four words out, and we can all puzzle about them. Marty, Supreme, Titanic, Chicago. Those are the four words. Monty and Lex, please step into the hallway.
Honestly, I don't really have a good guess. It's just fun to kick people out of a room.
Well, Chicago is also a movie that was at least nominated, if not won an Academy Award, but we've tried that multiple times now. And it's not to say that it's not still a connection, because Brian is tricky,
Chicago is a musical, I believe.
Style of pizza. I feel like Chicago, like known for deep dish pizza, is there like a Supreme pizza, like Domino's or Pizza Hut or something? But we've only got four, and I stick with my gut instinct, which is that they would not reveal a connection in the first four because.
Then why would they let us go into breakout rooms and waste so much time on a podcast? They would be madmen to make that happen.
We're at the whims of madmen, Tony. And not the TV show that won a lot of Emmys.
I'm glad we're in the secret hallway so they can't hear us.
Yeah, this is good. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Get off your chest as long as we're here.
All right.
No.
You need to make a decision.
I don't have anything. Do you have anything?
I think we should vote that Supreme and Chicago are a style of pizza for comedy purposes.
Works for me.
Do you want to read it or me?
I'm moving him back.
Make sure to really stare Lex down while you say it. Get in his head.
Of course. It's all about the mind games in this podcast.
I am wondering if musicals will be a thing, because both Titanic and Chicago are.
Yeah. Types of pizza, Supreme and Chicago are.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. If we get the opportunity to guess one that they don't take off the board, I would do that. Even if the third word or the next word that we get is something else.
Yeah,
that's very smart. But yes, all film titles so far. Well, I guess Supreme is not a film title.
No, I agree that Supreme and Titanic both sort of mean the same thing, but it seems too obvious.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's exactly the kind of thing you land on when you want to have red herrings, but that's the actual connection. But I don't know. Because you could also have Big, which is another movie, which also was made into a short-lived musical and also means big. Man, I saw that musical because I had a camper whose father was the producer of that musical, and it was bad.
I'm going to guess that there was a giant dance scene set in an FAO Schwartz in that.
It was so long ago that I can't quite remember, but yeah, it was just not good. It had nothing memorable about it.
All right, everybody is back. Dan and Tony, do you have a guess about a connection you would like to see?
Yes, we have a connection. Right, Tony?
Yep, right, Dan. Back to you.
We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Supreme and Chicago are both types of pizzas.
Wait, did he come back when you say those words?
I almost had it till the end.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alexa Monty, I'm going to reveal something from the secret while you were in the hallway,
which was sacrosanct.
I know I'm going to tell tales out of school. They said, let's just guess that because it's going to be funny. For comedy points, that's right. And guess what? You also get 2 points because that is a connection I was looking for.
What is a Supreme pizza?
Supreme like pizza. It's got mushrooms and peppers and onions and all the goodies.
Oh, okay. Let the record show, Monty also knew that connection.
I'm unfamiliar with this. I have so much to learn about pizza.
I feel so glad that we actually guessed a thing.
Even if your joke guess was right.
Because otherwise, they totally would have kicked our butt there.
I think we found a new way to play this game.
There's a lot of words left. We're only a quarter of the way through. But Brian, the scoreboard is not great right now, or is great, depending on who you are, right?
It's really great if you're Tony and Dan. They've got 5 points for guessing 3 words and making 2 connections, connecting 2 words together. Monty and Lex, all they've got to their name is Titanic, which is a good thing to have your name.
Yeah, I mean, it's a symbol of quality. Symbol of quality. Well, you know, I hate to break it to them, but Dan and Tony get another chance to put points on the board because Tony gets to guess this one, our 5th word.
I bet it'll be a nice sports-related one for me.
It probably will. No, it is this. Here is your clue. Ebert rival before Tronk.
Tronk. Sorry.
I remember that Tronk was a horrible media product that people made fun of the name of. I don't think Siskel is his rival. I think it's
Jason, did Lauren Snell get this one?
Yes.
Okay.
All of these clues are Lauren Snell certified.
No, some of them she disapproves of deeply.
Okay.
Ooh, my kind of woman.
I love it. I am gonna go with, I'm gonna say, I don't want to say too much more, so I'm just gonna say Wall Street Journal.
That is not what I'm looking for. Monty?
Before I make my guess, can I ask a clarifying question? Everything is one word, correct?
Everything is one word.
Which is to say, not Wall Street Journal.
I am also going to suspect that Siskel does not make a lot of sense here because of the before Tronk. So I'm going to say Tribune?
It is Tribune. Of course, the Chicago Tribune was then rebranded as Tronk, which stood for Tribune Online Content.
Tronk.
How long did that last? I know that can't be.
Like, I think a year.
Rip Tronk.
And then everybody was fired. Hey, that means that the Team B, you get a point, and you can go off and guess about a connection to these words, which remain Marty, Titanic, and Tribune. Also, if any of those you think might be pizza styles, you could add it to that category as well. Would you like a minute on your own to talk?
Yeah, let's kick the other two out just because we can.
All right. Dan and Tony, stand in the hallway.
It's just so much fun to kick people out on this show. So even if there's not much to discuss, it's always fun.
Yeah.
Now, I will say 2 things, Monty. 3 things. One, right. I see no connection currently.
No.
2, both Jason and Brian, these are my other 2 and 3rd things, seem to be implying there is nothing to discuss right now anyway. Yes, I just wanted the opportunity to do so.
I'm cryptic, man. You don't know. I'm here to fight against you, but, you know, there you go.
I screwed this one up.
Words that start with T and 3rd letter is I. I think that's going to be the connection I propose for Titanic and Tribune.
It does not go for Titanic, so that's one problem.
Oh, well, words that both start with a T and contain an I. How about that? I don't actually think that's the connection. I think there is no connection visible to me right now.
I think there is no connection visible to us right now.
All right, they can come back.
Tribune is a paper.
What could a Tribune be?
Well, Tribunal.
Paper, which is the literal.
Try, maybe something that just starts with the 3 TRI prefix. A buy and a...
So we agree that it buy. Is not... I was not familiar with a Supreme pizza.
Yeah, I definitely... I mean, I mainly heard it as an adjective for like meat lover, like Supreme meat lover or something. But yeah, sure, it's a thing.
Okay. But we think Tribune, not a type of pizza.
I don't think so.
And we don't currently see a connection between Tribune, Titanic,
other than
and
they're
Marty.
The same length and start with the same letter. 7-letter words starting with T. All right, we're going back.
Hey, Lex and Monty, do you think that there's any connection visible, and would you like to guess it?
Types of stamp glue for all 3 words.
Okay, it's
like
not.
We talked about it.
I love it. When they were on their own, they just said, "Nope, there is no connections here," but they're going to guess anyway, and that is not a connection that I am looking for, nor is it accurate.
Darn it! Mm.
All right, things are going to get real fun now, Monty. You get a word.
Oh.
Monty, your clue. A ceremonial messenger goes to White Castle?
You mean the question marks
again. A ceremonial messenger goes to White Castle. Well, people that historically have gone to White Castle were named Harold and Kumar, and a herald is a ceremonial messenger, so I'm going to say Harold.
That is correct. Harold is the word we're looking for.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it on Survivor.
Kick him out again. Send him away.
Get out.
All right, I defer to you, Monty. What do you think?
Well, Tribune and Herald are both Roman jobs.
I was thinking that they were both newspapers.
Oh, that's true. But do you really think that the hint Ebert rival before Tronk would have been used if the connection were also it being a newspaper?
It did happen in the first game, because sometimes there's only so many ways to clue a thing.
Oh.
Here we are. It's metagaming time. I love it. I love it.
I never met a game I didn't like.
Figure out what Jason and Brian are thinking.
You guys can go to the hall, too, if you want.
I am not smart enough to know about tribunes and heralds as Roman things. So I would say I'm open to your guessing it either way. I'm also trying to think about, if I were writing this puzzle, what are other things I would use? Like times or journal. Versus if I were using other like Roman rolls, what would they be? And I, again, because I'm just, it's an area where I have no knowledge base, I wouldn't have any, so I would just never do it. So metagaming me.
Here in Seattle, we got a post-intelligencer.
Right, yes. They censored Dave Barry's column about circumcision.
you got anything?
yeah, we're going to go with this Roman plan.
Okay, I'm going to ask them to come back.
All right.
All right, so obviously newspapers.
Newspapers. Yeah. What are other one-word newspapers?
Times, Globe.
Is the Globe, it's not the Boston Globe?
Well, sure, but it's the Chicago Tribune and the Boston Herald. So I think it's just the adjectival part of newspapers.
Oh, okay.
So Globe or Times, I would think, are both pretty obvious. Times could also be a font. Chicago was a font, but the Chicago obviously got used for pizza, but that could have been a red herring that we haven't seen yet. Register, Examiner, Chronicle, any of those things would suggest to me newspapers.
I'm hoping we get Chronicle and those great Chronicles of Riddick Clue.
Yeah, that would be good. I, by the way, have a nice grid in my note here. I kind of wish I could share this with you. I have a list of all the clues, and then I have a grid to put things down so I can start figure out what groups they
get. You're going to start color coding them using the purple, yellow?
Yep, I'm doing it now.
All right, Lex and Monty, do you have a connection to make?
Yes. Tribune and Herald were both jobs one could do in ancient Roman government.
Very nice. I love it. It's not the connection I am looking for.
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yes. We're going to move on. Dan, you get to guess this one. Dan, your clue is Han Solo, but more often a duo with Kurt.
All right. Can you spell Kurt for me?
K-U-R-T.
K-U-R-T. Thank you. Okay. Han Solo. He's a scoundrel. He's
what do I know about Han Solo?
So much.
Yeah, I know. Too much.
Too
there's
much.
There's actually some downsides to knowing too much sometimes.
Yeah, we're looking to update the Han Solo Wikipedia page. Not the Wikipedia page. We don't have that level of access. But if you could just do a quick brain dump on Han Solo.
I know a movie that explains where he got those dice.
Shut up.
Han Solo.
Oh, he's gonna be spinning for so long.
I know. It's too much. There's too much data to go through.
Isn't Data Star Trek? Mm.
Good point. Good point.
Do you know how hard that reference is for me?
No, you nailed it. That's like Tony getting a sports question. Good job.
Wow. What is happening today?
It's opposite day.
Up is down. Left is right. Cats and dogs just sleeping together. Han Solo, but more often duo. So it could be a musical duo with somebody named Kurt. I'm thinking it also could be Han as a last name, who is a solo.
Let the record show, I have now gotten the answer.
Thank you. Lexed it.
Because of Dan's thinking out loud, to be specific.
I know, yeah, but now you're gonna clue Dan in to listen to himself, which is the problem.
You will either help Dan or drive him further into madness.
Well, probably the insanity part. Probably. Once you can't get it, just hit that loop. Yep.
I've been listening to you the whole time, and I didn't get anything.
Okay.
Yeah, me
well,
too, also.
Now you just sound like my parents, Monty. I'm just going to say Russell.
Nice guess, but wrong. Lex, what do you have?
I could be wrong, but I think that her son, Boston, was my camper for many years. He's now a monk. But I think the answer is Goldie.
It is Goldie.
Yeah. Han Solo, he said, not Han Solo.
Monty and Lex, Marty, Titanic, Tribune, Harold, Goldie.
I would say kick him out. Kick him out again.
Okay.
Every opportunity.
All right, Dan and Tony, please step into the stairwell.
So my proposal would be to guess Tribune and Herald again as newspaper names.
All right.
So we have Marty, Titanic, Tribune, Herald, and Goldie. I cannot come up with a way. I don't know what Goldie is going to be a part
of? Marty and Goldie sound similar, but they don't trigger anything when I say them next to each other.
Right, I'm trying to see, are there other colors hidden in some of these words? Like gold is one. Are they like words plus letters start with something? Like I'm just not seeing any of it that I feel good about. So yeah, I think I would just guess the same two, but call them newspaper names.
I agree.
All right. Let's bring them back.
I don't know what a Goldie is.
Goldie Hawn is Kurt Russell's wife. He's another actress.
Okay, I don't know what it is as a noun.
Oh, yeah.
Goldie and Marty are like nicknames, right? Yes. Is Goldie actually a nickname?
Yeah, I don't know where her actual... I think so. I don't know what her real name is.
Is it Goldie with a Y or an IE?
It's IE.
Monty and Lex, do you have a connection you'd like to try to make?
No, we'd like to try to make it, Jason.
Okay.
We're going to guess the same two as last time, Tribune and Herald. And this time we're going to go with they are newspapers.
Tribune and Herald. Look, I think they are newspapers. That's not the connection I'm looking for.
So. Okay.
Wow.
Brian, the scores have changed. Why don't you tell everybody the scores?
The scores have changed. Monty and Lex are gaining with 4 points to Tony and Dan's 5. They reached that 5 pretty early on and stood pat. Will Monty and Lex be able to overtake them? Find out on this episode of Misconnections, number 2. Wow. I've never been a scorekeeper before. This is fun.
Please continue listening to the podcast you're also listening to for more. Thank you, Brian. It's gone to Brian's head now. Lex?
Yes.
Here's your clue. And I swear I didn't line these up for the people who are getting them, but you'll love it. Those spiraling shapes make me go insane. Or is it the LSD?
So spiraling shapes will make you go insane is the lyrics from a They Might Be Giants song called Spiraling Shape. Or is it the LSD? Spiraling shapes. LSD is a drug.
What? Just put that out there.
You can't say that on the internet.
I don't know, Dan. You thought out loud and it helped me before.
I'm helping. I'm
Mormon chemistry teacher in high school always said, some people like to be high on LSD, but I'm high on LDS.
Is Mormon chemistry teacher another They Might Be Giants song?
Yeah. It's a great band name.
I hope so.
Could you say the clue one more time, please, Jason?
Those spiraling shapes make me go insane. Or... is it the LSD?
I truly have no idea. I'm going to simply guess acid.
It is not acid. Tony?
Oh, great. Yeah. Me?
What a pain in the acid.
Really acid washing this whole podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess windmill.
It is not. Man, what? all those.
Those windmills will drive you
all
insane.
Those Dutch people on LSD.
Whoa.
It is not windmill.
Yeah.
We'll go to Monty. Monty, I'm going to give you a clue.
Oh.
11 letters.
Oh, my God.
11
That's
letters.
That's too many letters.
Huh? Dan, did you say got it or God?
No, I said, oh, my God.
Okay.
I mean, no, I've got it totally.
Lex's got it trigger in his head is a little too sensitive.
11 letters? Then I'm going to say flashbacker.
Okay. That's not it.
Really?
But good guess. Dan?
Did you say flashbacker?
Yeah, because I had flashback, and that's only 9
letters.
You got
a problem with that, Dan?
Oh, no. I just want to know if that was... literally, I don't think a word I've ever heard said before.
Dan, those spiraling shapes make me go insane. Or is it the LSD? 11 letters.
11 letters.
Because of 11 letters, I have a guess, but that's it. I don't know if it's right at all. Let me rephrase. I have an 11-letter guess, and I have no idea if it's right or not.
Well, I'm counting. Now I'm counting...
I use BB Edit for that purpose.
Oh, okay. That's
hey,
like
that, you're not allowed to use
to count the letters.
Tools. Yeah,
you can do that on your hands and fingers.
No, it's all.
How many hands and fingers do you have?
11. Oh, I'm a 6-finger man from Princess Bride.
11. Spiraling shapes make me go insane. Oh, hold on.
Or is it the LSD?
That's only 9 letters. That's not helpful.
It's like Monty.
Or 10?
Or
can't
ER.
Count. Yeah, it's... boy. Okay, those... my thought was pinwheels, but they don't... It wasn't long enough. Those spiraling shapes make me go insane. Or is it the LSD? We already did acid. I was thinking trip. I would guess the component words of LSD, except... hold on.
Dimethylene.
11. All right, I got a guess. I'm going with hallucinate.
That's my guess.
Oh, that is a great guess, Dan. It's wrong.
Oh, thank goodness you took that off the board.
But I love it.
Wow. Well,
Lex, you get the last hint.
Okay.
Starts with P.
Pinwheels.
Oh, man.
But not pinwheels.
Dan, can you name some other words that start with
pinwheelers?
I've got it.
Whoa.
Monty's Lexing us now.
Well, like I said, there's no reason for me to think to myself. Now I'm counting psychedelic letters. I'm going with psychedelic.
Yeah, you are.
It is psychedelic. All right. Well done.
I want to ask you about that one, Jason. What is the spiraling shapes made me go insane reference there?
They might be giants.
I just wanted to do they might be giants, but also making you go insane is like psychedelics. It's about your mind. It's sort of
nonsense.
Yeah, the person who wrote this clue did not use drugs.
Well, that's why there's a question mark.
Oh,
or is it the LSD? LSD. I feel like it puts you in the mind of psychedelia, which would also be 11 letters.
Oh my God, I'm listening to a Jefferson Airplane album. I'm crazy now.
Whoa.
Marty, Titanic, Tribune, Herald, Goldie, psychedelic, all on the board. Would you, Team B, like to banish?
Let's send the other ones out because I'm hungry for a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep doing this.
I'm as hungry for that as I am for a psychedelic pizza. So let's do it.
Interesting.
I literally have no idea, Monty. Do you see anything here?
I don't. There's six unpaired things, which means something here definitely matches up. Marty still bothers me because that's a name.
I don't know if I agree with your
remember
math.
The Brian is right? Evil.
Okay. Noted.
I'm only a little bit evil. I'm not quite as evil as Jigsaw.
Are you as evil as the puppet?
Because there's 16 words total, and we only have eight. So these could, in theory... Well, I guess you're right. Math is not my strong suit. Titanic, Tribune, Herald, Gold. Okay, so some of the things, I think none of these are going to matter, but like there's a, not even as a play on words exactly, Psych is a TV show that's contained within the answer psychedelic.
True. Hera is in Herald.
Yes, and Gold is in Goldie, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah. I can't see any words in Titanic that I can say here on this podcast.
What about Titan?
Oh, sure.
What about Titan? Wait a second. Are Titan and Hera both somethings? Gods? Moons? I don't know.
Yeah, Greek mythology.
All right. Let's do that.
Yeah,
why not? Right? What do we have to lose? Let's say that. And I don't think... Is Psyche one?
Yes.
Do we want to guess all three or is that
greedy? We want to guess all three.
Because if we're wrong...
We go for it.
Okay, let's do it. All right. Bring them back and let's do it.
All right.
I'm trying to math it at this point. Like at a certain point you back into needing to have a connection somewhere, right? Because we'll have too many words, but I don't think we're quite there yet. None of these are doing anything for me.
Mm-mm. They did finally guess the newspapers.
Yeah, which, exactly. So I'm glad they took that off the table. Psychedelic. Yeah.
Is there anything with words hit? I love words hidden inside words.
Yeah. Psych, gold, trib. No. Hera. What about gods? Hera, Psyche. Mm. That could be Titan, Hera, and Psyche. That's my guess.
Okay. So what would the connection be?
Greek mythological figures?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
We get an opportunity.
If
either of us gets an opportunity, we should guess those.
We have not gotten one in a little while, though, Dan.
I know. I know. God, I'm still mad. All right. We're going back.
All right.
Monty and Lex, do you have a guess?
Do it, Monty.
Yes, we do. We believe that Titanic... Herald and psychedelic are all connected because they start with words from Greek mythology. Titan for Titanic, Hera for Herald, and Psyche for psychedelic.
Monty, that's ridiculous. Do you really think that Titan, the deity, the pursuit of the Olympians, Psyche, the immortal wife of Cupid, and Hera, the goddess of marriage, women, and family, are a connection together? Yeah, absolutely got you. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, bring it up, Lex.
All right.
Brian's so proud of that one.
I'm genuinely shocked you got that one.
Yeah. I'm so proud.
I just want to note, we also had it in the breakout.
Oh,
I love it.
We 100% did.
Hey, Brian, what's the score now?
Monty and Lex did one of those weird gravity maneuvers from The Martian to leap forward with 8 points versus Tony and Dan's 5, thanks to recognizing that these words start with Greek mythology characters.
4 in a row by Team B.
I don't like it.
Pretty exciting. We're going to move on. Our next word is for Tony, at least to start. Tony, here's your clue. Wooden O, south of the Thames.
All right. I'm going to go with Oxford.
I'm sorry, that is not correct, either game-wise or geographically. Monty, would know south of the Thames.
Globe.
It is Globe.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Would you like to confer?
Yes.
Yes.
Get out, guys.
God, darn it.
Tony and Dan know their way to the exit now.
This is the psychological torture part of the game.
Maybe they should have to leave.
Okay. So again, Marty, Tribune, Goldie, Globe.
So Tribune and Globe could be the same connection as before.
Yeah, what do you think about discussing newspaper per Tribune and Globe? And assuming Herald was in there as a decoy.
I am supportive.
Great, we'll do that. Don't let them back in yet.
Make them wait for it.
Okay, now they can come back
okay,
in.
Okay, they can come back.
I still don't get it.
Globe why Theater. The Globe it, Theater. Oh. Shakespeare's Globe is a circular shape, and it's south of the Thames.
Okay, so it's an O.
Well, Globe and Tribune... Again, was Herald just a red herring and there's no newspaper connection? I mean, if I'm them, I'm guessing Globe and Tribune are newspapers.
Yeah.
And that Herald is just was just a fake out.
Anything else we could be thinking about?
Well, we still have Marty and Goldie. Those feel like nickname. Okay, we're headed back.
Monty and Lex, do you have a connection you'd like to try to make?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We think that Tribune and Globe both sound like newspapers.
Now, newspapers was already guessed.
Yeah, why would you guess again?
Because we said that we're Tribune and Herald before, and now we're saying it for Tribune and Globe. It's a whole new guess. It's not regifting at all.
This is better because this is a connection that I was looking for. Tribune and Globe are newspapers. Well, that's three connections up there. Fourth yet to be made. We're going to move on. It pains me to do this, but Brian, what's the score now?
Remember when I was talking about how Tony and Dan stood pat at 5 way in the lead? They're still at 5. You don't need to be worried about that. However, Monty and Lex, with their recent guesses, have made it to 11. This one goes to 11, Jason.
This one goes to 11. Well, Monty gets the next word, too. So they're really on a roll here. Monty, astronomer who put the sun at the center of things.
Okay. Well, it could be Galileo, it could be Copernicus, it could be Ptolemy. Frankly, Jason, it's not very clear. So let's look at the ones we've already done, see if any of these feel like they're going to match up with that. I guess Copernicus mostly gets the heliocentrism credit. Let's go with Copernicus.
That is correct. Nice. Copernicus. So, Monty and Lex, you have Marty, Goldie, and Copernicus. Would you like to confer?
I'll tell you, Monty, I got nothing.
I have
so
absolutely
I don't need to
nothing.
Unless you do.
I think these guys can stay out here.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. So kind of you.
Well, then we will move on. Dan.
Yes.
It's your word, and here is your clue. State capital that's part of Lewis and Clark County.
State capital that's part of Lewis and Clark County. Well... they went to a lot of states, those guys.
They did.
And that's. Let's also look at things that are connected. As I recall, they started in Missouri, somewhere in the Midwest. But I don't know if that's where the county is. I feel like there's a county further west with Lewis and Clark in it. Again, a lot of states. We've got some newspapers. We got pizzas.
Do we know which Lewis and Clark?
Ooh. Oh, is it? Could this be a reference? If he didn't spell it, I would assume it was a reference to the 1990s Superman show, Lois
it's
and
Jerry
Clark.
Lewis.
This time, I guess we spelled it.
And
so
Dick Clark.
I would watch that show.
They're both dead and loving it. Okay. State capital that's part of Lewis and Clark County. Was there a question mark? Or did I just put one in?
There was no question mark.
Okay, good. I've been hurt too many times.
you are in an open field. A tall tree is
go
here.
Go west. That's right. the time is the future.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of all the stuff that's west and which state they're likely to be in. I'm going to guess... Lincoln.
That's not what I'm looking for. Lex?
There's multiple bad leaps. I know them all by heart, but there's multiple bad leaps here that are making... I have no idea where Lewis and Clark County is, but I'm going to go with that it's in the state of Montana, and thus the capital of Helena?
It is Helena.
Nice job.
I want to share that my original clue for this word was "So Long and Good Night, Montana," and that was deemed a little bit too emo, a little bit too My Chemical Romance for this podcast.
I just didn't get it.
That's the same thing you got on your last performance, Val.
Unfortunately, right? It is.
So I think I would like to send them out again.
All right, Tony and Dan, please step into the hallway.
Can you reiterate what the category is that we have already identified that contains Titanic, Psychedelic, and Harold? Was it Greek gods or was it Greek mythology?
Starts with a Greek mythology character.
Okay, then I think we should put Helena in there for Helen of Troy, Monty, if that works for you.
That. Yeah, okay.
You sound so sad about that, Monty.
Monty is not convinced, but that's...
Well, the Iliad isn't as Greek mythology as the Titans and Psyche and Hera are, which is why I'm a
little... The way I got to Helena was thinking about Greek things. And to my point earlier, it is a... Anytime I'm doing a crossword and that's the clue, I have to ask Lauren Friedman, my wife, Lauren, what the answer is. Because I know nothing of Greek. I know Zeus and that's it. Is he Greek? I don't know. He might be Roman. And I have to ask Lauren all those questions. So I only got to Helena from Helen of Troy. And I don't even know if Helen of Troy is right, but it feels to me like it could belong to that Greek mythology category.
I certainly don't have a better guess. Marty, Goldie, and Copernicus. Could Copernicus be a type of pizza nobody's ever heard of?
God, I'm so hungry.
Bring him back.
I'm just not sure we can come back from this at this point.
Yeah, no, this is rough. Nobody has guessed on a connection between... They passed on guessing a connection between Goldie and Copernicus.
So they're going to say Helena.
Helen right. of Troy.
Okay, so Copernicus seems like it's not a newspaper that I know of. It's definitely not a pizza that I know of, so it seems like it has to go with Marty and Goldie.
Well, oh wait, oh, because Marty has to go with something.
Marty has to go. It's not a... Unless there's a pizza.
Unless there's a Marty pizza. I'm not looking stuff up.
And Marty and Goldie, I don't think are pizzas or newspapers. Yeah. I've never heard of either of those. So I'm guessing it's Marty, Goldie, and Copernicus. Are those pets or character names? Goldie is a villain in The Flash, but that seems really obscure.
No, Golden Gladiators are really obscure. There must be some... Oh, wait a minute. Is there a Copernicus in Back to the Future? Is there a Goldie?
There's a Copernicus is the dog, isn't he? No, what's the name of the dog? Einstein,
not Copernicus. Okay. There's got to be... There's somebody...
There is Goldie Wilson. Goldie Wilson's the mayor.
Okay.
I think they're
Back to the Future characters.
Copernicus is the dog in the past.
Okay. I was thinking there's also the kids that are named after, like, their Jules.
All right. They're going to guess this now just to spite us, but we should hold on to it.
Welcome back, Tony and Dan.
Hello.
I think they're tired of being in the hallway.
Oh, have you decorated the hallway? Hello. Is it nice? Yeah.
We vandalized it heavily.
I see. Well...
You're going to have to scrub off some spray paint. Sorry.
Monty and Lex, do you have a connection you'd like to try to make?
Lex, why don't you sell this one?
We do. We want to add our newfound Helena to words starting with Greek mythological people, entities.
That is great. That works. You have completely unveiled the nice category.
Congratulations.
And...
Is it mathematically possible for us to catch up, or should we just grief them at
it
this
is.
Point?
Should have been griefing us a long time ago.
Oh.
It is. It is absolutely possible for you to catch up.
Great.
Let's move on. Lex.
Yes. Oh, man.
You get this one. Place for Da Vinci, Darwin, and mindful modern people to put thoughts.
Boy, that stunned silence you hear.
I got it.
It's because you're loving it. Because you know exactly what it is.
When it started, I was all about the Louvre. Then I wasn't.
Don't be a sore louver.
Encyclopedia. Wikipedia. Marty, Goldie, Copernicus. Oh, is there a kind of pizza where they would put thoughts? I think I'm genuinely not smart enough to know what this answer is. Like, I think I'll understand when somebody says it, but I don't think I'm going to ever get this one. A thought bubble. A mind palace, a brain, a journal. I'm going to go with journal. I want to go with journal. Journal. My answer is journal.
Someone lizzed it.
You lizzed it. Yep. Journal is right.
Yep. I got that because I was asking myself, what are other words for newspaper? Yep.
Same.
Yeah.
That is very clever. Very clever. Well, do you want
to confirm? I think we don't even have to send him. I think Monty can just add his guess to the board.
Journal. It's another newspaper.
It is another newspaper. That's another point for you. Brian, sorry, but you got to tell us the scores.
Yeah, the scores are ever so increased for Monty and Lex for just guessing the word journal and knowing exactly where to put it on our little board. Monty and Lex have 16, Dan and Tony still with 5.
That's 8 in a row for Team B. Really quite stunning. But it could all turn around, maybe, if they bump their heads. Tony, your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Statler and Waldorf's every review.
That is one word.
Oh, I got it.
Well, that doesn't help me, Dan. Does anyone want to just say it stinks?
That was also my first thought for the record. And I was like, wait, that's the critic.
Yeah. No, they also say it stinks a lot.
Be nice to be able to like help our teammates.
It would be.
Urge them on.
It would be. It would be great. You can urge me on. You just can't help me. And you can't verbalize it. You just gotta think positive thoughts. Not that positive. That sounds dangerous.
I do think Lex's thinking out loud technique works well.
I got it. Oh man. That's a good clue.
Can I encourage him at least to talk it out?
Talk it out,
Tony.
He did, but he didn't listen. Talk it through.
I mean, you know, you could say that their reviews are negative, and then I'm trying to think of what is a. So we've locked in the category of Greek mythology.
Yes, but it's all full.
That's all full.
It is awful.
So it's not going to be anything from that.
It's awful.
We do have.
I blame Brian.
We have pizza as an open category and newspapers as an open category. So if they, it could be that they are always reviewing things as Hawaiian for Hawaiian style pizza, but they are not. They're doing something different. Let's see.
Hawaiian, the heck did you make that?
Nice. You get an extra point for that.
Is that me running out of time?
No.
Is that what that was?
That was like a rim shot, I think.
Did you guys ring your own bell on that one?
Not me.
Just checking.
I had a roommate in college who made Hawaiian style pasta every week.
Pasta?
Which is pasta, but yeah, it's just pasta with pineapple in it, and which is fine, but not every week fine. But it was the only thing he knew.
Great anecdote, Tony. Do you have a word for me?
I don't. I think I'm going to pass to somebody else who has the word. I am going to guess negative.
That's not it. Monty, do you have
Monty, please, Monty, please.
Yes, I do. Yeah. The word is pan.
The word is pan.
We don't have to confer. I trust you, Monty.
But wait a second. We filled up Greek mythology. What?
Whoa.
No, I get it.
Well,
I
believe pan is a kind of pizza.
It is a kind of pizza. Well done.
That wordplay was extra cheesy.
You sound so pleased with yourself when you said that.
Monty, you get the next word.
Oh, great.
Here it is.
No score break?
Oh my God. If I had something to throw across the room.
We're
going to
leave the score a secret for now. We'll leave it as an exercise to the listener. Monty, here's your clue.
I'd like to leave the room now. Can I leave the room now?
I know the answer.
A bold new Roman type.
Oh, well, that sounds like Times, which is also the name of a newspaper.
Correct. And correct.
Hey.
Brian, why don't you share the scores now?
Do I have to?
Yeah, I mean, you're the scorekeeper.
I am the scorekeeper. I keep the scores to myself.
Yeah, keeper, not score reader.
Monty and Lex have 20 with their incredible lead, and Tony and Dan have 5. Ugh. Same 5 points as about 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in the lead?
Cool.
Amazing. You were in the lead. Yeah. Dan, you get this one. You can bring it home, though. You can stop this streak. That's what you need to do. Here we go. The first name in eggs and cream baked in pastry.
First name in eggs and cream baked in pastry? First name in eggs and cream baked in pastry. This makes no...
The first name...
Keep saying
name
it, because I don't know it. So
eggs
keep saying
and cream
it,
baked in pastry.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm so annoyed. First name in eggs and cream.
Can I annoy you further?
Yeah, what do you got?
Lauren Snell got this immediately.
Eggs and cream baked in pastry. It's not dairy. It's not...
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what?
I'm so ready.
I knew this would be the one.
I'm
going to
slap you, Lex. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
I want to hug Brian right now.
Stop. I can't think. This is just irritating. Guess what? I've got the other connection, and I can't guess it because I don't have a freaking turn. I got to get the name right. The first name and exit. Okay, so we got pizzas left.
I'm exploding.
Please. The first name in eggs and cream.
There's pizzas and the unrevealed
category. Yes, and I know what that one is too. So,
yeah.
All right. The first name. So, pastry. There's lots of different types of pastry. Croissants, French pastry. First name in eggs and cream. Oh, why am I blanking on this? Sugar. No, how about eggs and creams? Is there something that goes before eggs and cream? Heavy cream. Monsieur. Chicago pizza, supreme pizza, pan pizza. It's not deep dish. It's not. Let me run through some other options for that last connection. Okay. Napoleon. That's my guess.
Okay. It is not Napoleon. Lex, did you get this directly or by guessing what connects it to the other three on the board, maybe? What did you get?
I'd like to connect Marty Gold to Copernicus and Lorraine.
You connect all of them for 5 points. Correct. Marty, Goldie, Copernicus, and Lorraine, Quiche Lorraine.
Are all Back to the Future characters.
I'm so unbelievably happy we stumped you. They were staring at you the entire time, Lex. Whew.
I had Marty as Back to the Future from right away, but I did not see the others at all.
We had that
all.
Connection like 2 rounds ago in the breakout room.
We had that
did
connection.
Not have a
Go
chance
to, the tape.
To guess it. Ever.
And you didn't run through the
back I did
the
run through the back of just, but I can't say them out loud because if they don't know it, I'd give it away.
Yeah, because you just couldn't
remember her name.
Quiche,
I was thinking about her and I could not remember Leah Thompson's character's name.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It happens. Well, for fun, we'll do the 16th and final, and I think this is going to be 2 more points for Lex and Monty, but we'll see how it goes. Lex, your clue is Stripes Cream. Stripes Cream.
What? I literally have no idea.
This is an untouched Brian Hamilton clue.
Stripes cream. Get your hands off my clues, Jason.
Stripes cream. And it's going to be a kind of pizza. So let's think about pizza.
Stripes cream.
Meat lovers, pepperoni, extra cheese. What the hell is stripes cream? Oh my God. I now am feeling more level of anger. Stripes cream. The only thing in my head right now is like that perfect little toothpaste swoop that they show in TV commercials. Because toothpaste is like a cream and a stripe. I've only gotten that like perfect little loopy arch thing once in my entire toothpasting career. And you know, I brush my teeth twice a day minimum.
Lex. Stripes bum, cream. Bum, 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 bum.
So?
What the hell is it? Deep dish is not a stripes cream. Neapolitan. Neapolitan! That's what it is. Neapolitan.
That is what it is. It is Neapolitan. You got there. We all scream for stripes cream.
Some of us more than others. Ah!
I would have guessed aqua fresh.
And that concludes the pizza style. And in a stunning turnabout.
Not that stunning.
I mean.
Pretty stunning.
The final 12 answers all went to Team B. And Brian, what does that do to our final score?
Oh, no.
What that does to the final scores is it adds more to Team B. Monty and Lex win with 27 points versus Dan and Tony. Thank you so much for being here with 5 points.
I think we'll be found innocent in the court of public opinion.
Basically, what happened in this game is that Tony answered a sports question right, and the universe said, nope, no more. And that was the end. This has been fun for some. And I hope everybody in the listenership enjoyed it. And I can't even wait to see what's happening out in the hallway. What did Dan and Tony do out there? I'm going to call in a cleaning crew just preemptively.
Let's leave before they find out.
And so that ends Misconnections number 2. My congratulations to Monty and Lex. My condolences to Tony and Dan. My thanks to puzzle constructor Brian Hamilton. Brian, good puzzle, kind of evil, but you know what? That was the job and you took it.
Thanks so much. I'm basing my evil lair inside of a volcano.
That's great. It's got 4 colors and you just got to match all the parts.
Yeah, new volcano.
And thanks once again to those of you who listened to this episode of the Incomparable Game Show. I have been your Misconnections host, Jason Snell. And please now enjoy the end theme as composed by one of today's winners, Lex Friedman. We'll see you next time.